The Kraken of Great Spurl. A deep swimming kraken, an Eldvildrat monster, crawled forth upon the Slakket land, defiled the shore and the shoreline, and are the fields beyond the shore and are the hymns beyond the fields. The kraken spoilt the food in its spite, poisoned the clean water, and the people could nothing but hide. No weapon had they to pierce that hideous skin, no power of magic had they to dismay. When all then seemed lost, and the monster devouring gained the children of men, then he came to them. Then the mighty Wizard come for their succour, alone and unbidden, when all had seemed lost. Come to the Spurl he did, come to the Sunat Spurl, Dricht o' the Meaden, he came to the heart and the soul of the Spurl. Warmester they called him. He far roamed off the seas of the world, and where he wished, the seas would not hinder him, and now the winds ran for him, his sail ne'er loosed in the seas of the world. The elders begged hand o' him, and clear did he answer then, I'm come to drether this fiend not unless. On an evil day darkling, alone he set onward, striding to meet then his foe in the dale, and none dared come near then for fear of his e'en. Some watch it from a distance, long in the lee, and after describe the battle so grim. They saw the dun shadow fill shape o' the monster, one full quarter filling the far westering vale, and small there below him, the small shape o' man, hard to be seen in the deep darkle dale. This man he cried out then, a voice that rent clouds then, and a' the folk watching afeared for his e'en. Again he cried out, and as he cried out, the mister o' war took fire in the dale. Then through the reeking, watchers in wonder, saw now the Wizard with flame at his hand. Held he a fiery one, star bright to blind them, star bright and dinning in the darkness of the vale. Fierce as a beacon advanced on the kraken, and ever he came and the kraken would wane, wary and feared of the terrible flame. And then wi' a rush, the mister he caught him. The fiend was frozen wi' fear and misdoubt. He thrust then his brand, his fiery keen brand, sharp into that cold and ochlet maw. Watchers saw then a terrible sight. Like rags tack and oil, the slew-like beast took flame. In vain the beast sought, in pain the beast havered, but ne'er could regain his hame in the war. The heat of the blazing reached those in their hiding, found them in wonder and fear of an end. But the Wizard undaunted ran clear of the fiend, and left him to fate in that drawbridge dale. With the flame fierce and death to him, the kraken was strakket, and the Wizard's draught ran flam had lended his e'en.